Hello friends, welcome to another episode of MMA Diaries by your host Nitin Patrick. And today we'll talk about the roundup of this week's MMA bouts that have happened. We have had the ONE Championship happening and UFC as well. Now, the stand-up performances in ONE Championship was the interim heavyweight champion versus the light heavyweight champion between Antolov Malkin versus Reiner D. Ryder. And this was a banger, and Antolio, if I'm pronouncing it right, was easily able to get this done in the first round itself, and that's pretty impressive. Now, this sets up for, nevertheless, an interesting fight for the heavyweight title between our very own Indian origin Canadian fighter, Arjun Singh Bhullar. And it's going to be an interesting matchup because now Arjun is almost healed and he is ready to fight, and he is expecting, he wants to fight Anthony Malkin. So let's see how that goes. There were some interesting fights, like a grappling match that happened between Cadel Rutolo against Matthias Gabriel, where he defeated through an unanimous decision. And there were some welterweight scraps between Soldik versus Ramzanov, where it battled to a no contest. And then there was a catchweight Muay Thai fight between the ladies Jackie Bhutan and Amber AK-47. Where Jackie Bhutan defeated Amber in that. And one of the interesting fights, if I was really watching out for, was between Folang versus Edson Marquez. But Edson came on top with the TKO in round 2, which was pretty interesting. Now, these were, I think, some of the standout performances. There were some interesting ones as well in atom weight between Dennis the Menace Zamboga defeating MMA sisters Lynn Henquin as well. So that's a roundup of the ONE Championship. That's it. Now, coming to the interesting UFC fight night that happened. My oh my, did it live to its expectations? I was very impressed. We had spectacular wins in the preliminary cards between, if I have to say, the standout of the veterans who were in the preliminary card, like Angela Hill, Clay Guida, the Carpenter, Michael Johnson. All of them got their wins without any issues. Unfortunately, Tracy Cortez and Amanda Rivas' fight got cancelled because of medical issues. But boy oh boy, was the main card interesting. Before I go into the main event, let me just run you down with the various other fights that happened. Hermansson was supposed to fight Derek Brunson, but that fight got cancelled and Hermansson had to fight Roman Daldizi. If I've got that name right. And apparently Roman got the better of Jack Hermansson, and the Joker is going on a slide, which is not a very good thing for him. He was in a good run at one point of time, but now all of a sudden his slide has just become a little bit of a downhill for him. Whereas in the other middleweight fight, we had Eric Anders versus Kyle Daukaus, and Eric Anders took the TKO at round 2. And standout performances of welterweight between Nico Price and Philip Roy, who won it in the third round by TKO. He comes from the same stable as Alex Pereira, Glover Teixeira, Jacare Souza, etc. So, you know, it's an interesting team to watch out, and I think it was good. My oh my, the heavyweight has now a new contender to look out for. Tai Tuivasa versus Sergio Pavlovic. Sergio Pavlovic is a contender whose record stands 16-1, and now it's turned 17-1 with knocking out Tai Tuivasa at round 1 in 54 seconds. Tai Tuivasa is a banger, and with even then Sergio was able to get him knocked and rocked is a big thing. Now this changes the game in the heavyweight division, because we have killers like John Jones, Francis Ngannou, Cyril Gane. So all of these, Stipe Miocic, and with this shuffles a whole lot of things. Tai Tuivasa is still there because he is one of those bangers who can get things done, but nevertheless a new contender has come, and he is from Russia. The Russian stable has been bringing out some killer fighters other than the Dagestani beasts. There are a set of fighters who are much stronger and better, and they're just coming out in numbers now. There was the other fights, which was Matthew Nicholas versus Matthew Christopher Schnell, where Matthew came on top with a TKO, and Rafael Dos Anjos versus Brian Barberena. And it was an easy fight. I felt it was an easy fight to a relatively okay fight, where Rafael Dos Anjos just got the better of Brian and he took him to the ground and submitted him. And that was a staple trend of Dos Anjos, this thing that he can bang and he can take you to the floor. And being a jiu-jitsu expert and a wrestler himself, he knows how to get things. Let's come to the main event. Stephen Wonderboy Thompson versus Kevin Holland. Banger for the day. I think this is one of the fight of the night contenders, and it should be. This is a stand-up fighters who... Stephen Wonderboy, you know, the Karate Kid, and Kevin Holland is a stand-up. They don't like wrestlers. They fail against wrestlers, both of them. But when you give them a fight which is on stand-up, these guys will absolutely bring out a performance. And this was like a performance of the night. They definitely have got their bonuses, the 50k. And what a fight. Stephen Thompson, being 40 years old, still has it in him. And he has the gas in the tank and the pedal in which he can do. Kevin, who has a significant reach advantage, was able to utilize it. But Stephen Thompson, with his flashy in and out style, which helps him jump in and around and give those kicks, those side kicks, liver kicks, body kicks, was able to do that with very good ease. Kevin Holland, initially after the interview, in his post-fight interview, said that he had broken his hand, or he had cracked his hand in the first round. So because of that, it got a little difficult for him. But what a performance was he giving. He also cracked Stephen Thompson at times. But Stephen Thompson, being one of his key attributes, is speed, agility, everything. And that really brought out the fight. Because initially, I thought Kevin Holland was winning one, the first round, second round, it'll accumulate. But once Stephen Thompson was getting his range, his motion, his strikes, his punches, his combos, and he was looping in and out, and he was getting it out. And whenever they were going to the ground, they were just getting back up. And it was only in the last round, because I think Kevin's hand gave up on him in the fourth round, that he had to go to the ground and take it. But Stephen Thompson has been preparing now. I think he's getting a little bit better with the wrestling attributes, and he managed to thwart that and get on top. But nevertheless, it was a fight, and it was a great card and good matchmaking, I should say, between Sean Shelby and Mike Maynard, if they were the guys who did it. Interesting, because these are not title contenders right now in the welterweight divisions, but these are fights, interesting fights that you make so that, you know, fans get excited, people get excited to watch and enjoy the show. Now, if we kind of get these kind of fights, this will be, because these are those kind of players like Robbie Lawler, you'd like to see them bang. These are the kind of people that you would love to see them do their fights and get done with it. And, you know, it just brings the crowd, excitement in the crowd, gets the blood pumping across. And what a fight. Everybody was gasping whenever the fight punches were happening. The knockout punches were happening at times. And when the The audiences were gasping in breath that each kick might just be a knockout. You never know when the next knockout punch was coming. So overall, a great weekend to end with the fight night. And I should say, I'm also excited with this week getting over with these fights. Now, let's see what the next week and the upcoming fights that are going to happen across the globe. And let's see how that goes. This is your host, Nitin Patrick, signing out from MMA Diaries. Have a nice week.